from the KBUT studios in downtown Crested Butte, I'm Jackson Petito with your local newscast for Monday, August 31st. Recycling is one way for individuals to make an impact on the environmental cost of modern consumer products. But what happens once you set your bin out? KBUT's Marcy Trent Long traveled to Denver to a new waste management facility to see what they do with our recyclables.
Phew, there. My recycling is in the bin and on the street. But now what happens? Last year, I went to the Gunnison County Recycling Center to find out where Gunnison Valley Recycling goes. But that was only part of the answer. I live in Crested Butte, and waste management takes away my recycling. So where does that go? I heard waste management was opening a big new recycling center in Denver. So I reached out to them, and this KBUT reporter got an invitation to tour the new facility. So I got in my car, and 4 hours later, I arrived at the sprawling waste management campus near the Denver airport. I first stopped at the wrong building. It was where waste management coordinates their massive truck fleet that serves Colorado. But a kindly waste management officer directed me over to another building kind of far away. There I met Curtis Gardner, Public Sector Solutions Manager for WM Colorado in the conference room.
Yeah, we're really excited about the opening of this new recycle center that we're calling Denver East. This represents an investment of over $100 million in recycling here in the state of Colorado. This facility has about 2 miles of conveyor belts, has over 14 optical sorters to sort material. And in some cases, that material can go through that entire process in as little as 45 seconds. So it's very fast. It's very automated.
WM Colorado, or waste management, as we call it in Crested Butte, provides trash, garbage, recycling, or landfill support to over 140 locations across the state. And the recycling for most of those locations, including Crested Butte, comes to this Denver facility.
WM operates on what we call a hub and spoke model. Materials collected throughout the state at various spokes and then sent to our hub here in Denver for sorting. So when a resident puts their recycling in their curbside bin, we collect that, and that material is aggregated into a large truck, and then that truck is sent to our recycle sorting center in Denver.
The facility is expected to process more than 175,000 tons of recyclables per year. That is 65 tons per hour. Jared Polis, governor of Colorado, said at the opening ceremony that he hopes to, quote, expand recycling to all residents. That means rural Coloradans too. So what happens when our recyclables get to the new facility?
They are sorted by material type. That material, after it's baled, is sent to various mills across the country, 80% of which are domestic here in the U.S., and turned into a new product.
Glass is one of the few materials that you put in your household recycling that's actually recycled here in Colorado, thanks to our brewing history. Molson Coors for years owned their own glass recycling facilities and now joint venture with an independent recycler called Rocky Mountain Bottle Company that takes glass from around the region.
There isn't as much end market circularity here in Colorado. It's more of a nationwide system. And the actual specific mills that we send that material to change from time to time.
So for instance, with plastic recycling?
So we have PET, we have HDPE colored and non-colored, as well as number 5 PP plastics.
So plastics 1, 2, and 5 are currently sent to mills for recycling. But wait, the plastic material types collected here in Crested Butte are plastics 1 through 7.
So in terms of the acceptable materials list, we have to be able to collect it, we have to be able to process it, but just as important, we have to be able to have a place to send it. But from a consumer education standpoint, we do try to keep the list as consistent as possible, because it can get confusing to people if 1 month milk cartons are recyclable and the next month they're not. And so we try to keep it simple. And so it's really incumbent upon WM as the hauler to educate residents in Crested Butte and Mount Crested Butte in terms of what belongs and what doesn't belong in their recycle can. Our partnership both with Town of Crested Butte and Mount Crested Butte, they've been great in working with us on education and getting those messages out to residents and to ensure that only what goes in the bin is what belongs there.
So if I put a milk carton in the recycling bin instead of the trash bin, does the Town of Crested Butte and eventually me get charged more? According to representatives from the town, WM Colorado charges the same price for trash and recycling. This is because the contract with WM is really for collection and hauling services. WM also doesn't credit back any profit from the recycling materials because...
We don't have CB-specific audit data only because it's a collection program, not a materials program. So, for example, Summit County is what we call an open market. So you can more or less open the phone book, pick whatever hauler you want. It all goes to a facility in Summit County. Summit County bales that, sends it to us. And so then we audit their bales to know what to charge Summit County. Whereas in a place like Crested Butte, we own the entire process from collection to transportation to processing. And so it doesn't impact the pricing for Crested Butte residents, whereas it does for a community like Summit County.
WM offers a save-as-you-throw trash program in parts of Colorado. So if you're in the Town of Crested Butte, you receive a smaller trash bin at a lower monthly fee. That's the incentive to recycle right there. And the good news is more types of materials are going to be offered for recycling under legislation that comes into effect this year in Colorado.
So the Extended Producer Responsibility Program maintains a list of minimum acceptable materials. And so, of course, WM will collect every item that's on that list. There is a additional materials list, they call it, where there are additional materials that can be collected. And really the technology that we have here at our new recycle center is going to allow us the capability to sort out and separate a lot of materials that in the past we couldn't do. And so this facility is really going to expand the capability to capture additional materials, which is really exciting.
For now, this reporter is happy to know that my efforts to rinse and sort all those recyclable materials is actually bearing fruit. This is Marcy Trent Long reporting for KBUT as part of our series on rethinking waste in the high country.
Today, Monday, August 31st, is the last day to change the size of your trash bin in the Town of Crested Butte under the Save As You Throw program. More information is available at the Town of Crested Butte's website. You're listening to KBUT Community Radio News. Thanks for tuning in.
Support for the Noon Newscast comes from the law offices of Elizabeth P. Appleton, PC. Beth's firm is a general civil practice, including real estate and property, business, homeowners associations, and more. Beth also serves as a guardian ad litem and child advocate. 349-6454 and beth@epappletonlaw.com.